According to the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago, 92% of Americans report suffering at least one significant negative in their life.
That seems really low. I mean, right. If you can get through your whole life and have only one negative event.
I thought that too, yeah.
That's pretty good. But that's almost all people, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. I would guesstimate that most of us have a lot more than just one negative event.
Right.
But it also has been estimated that 50 to 60% of people in the U.S. will experience severe trauma from those bad things that happened to them in their life. That is not good. That's half of the people who have a negative event in their life then will go on to have some kind of trauma, kind of like PTSD. And a lot of people know what that term stands for. It's post-traumatic stress disorder. We know that because we had a lot of people dealing with that after 9/11 and all these hurricanes and natural disaster events that people have to deal with. 1 in 10 people will go on to have a lot of problems with PTSD that can stay with them for a very long time. Does that sound like what you're familiar with?
I'm originally from the mountains of West Virginia.
Yes.
And there was lots of flooding there. Just right outside of Charleston, where I grew up, overnight the place became desolate. And within 2 weeks of that happening, we started hearing stories. They were planning to bring in health professionals to talk to these people. I made several trips to West Virginia over the last couple of months just to help out. Now, you can definitely see the PTSD type reaction
of people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's natural disaster. So then I've talked many, many times on this program about the death of my brother,
right.
The years of infertility, which I would categorize as a negative experience. My mom had cancer. My brother was in a motorcycle accident that left him unconscious for 3 days. I think I'm like most people that negative things do happen in our life. And it's interesting in scripture that it doesn't say if you have tribulation,
right.
It says when you have tribulations. Right now, I have a friend who's battling stage 4 cancer. And I tell you what, Chris, she's one of the most positive people I know. Mm. It's unbelievable. I was with her this summer. I spent some time with her. And I couldn't believe how she never complained. She enjoys every single day to the fullest. She continues to wake up and be grateful for the experience. And we also know a man who is battling ALS. Now, that is the Lou Gehrig's disease that people might be familiar with. And he has had it for years, which is kind of unusual. He's lived way longer than the diagnosis usually tells you to live. Even though there's a lot of negative that happens to people, there are those people who seem to deal with it in a very good way.
It makes you think of the people who survived 9/11, who were actually there in New York, and they were able to rebuild their lives. And some people who have lived through major traumatic events display an astonishing capacity to recover. But then others fall apart.
Yeah, that's the issue. There are people who do well under adversity, and then other people who develop psychological disorders. A lot of times anxiety, depression, and maybe even some kind of substance abuse.